10:08 a.m. It's April 10th, 2017. We're on day 13 of the HANCA session. Ms. Merle, would you have a morning prayer for us, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this beautiful day. Thank you for allowing all of these great leaders to come together and do what is right and what is good for our Osage people. Please guide them in their hearts and in their minds for wisdom to make these difficult decisions. Please watch over all of us as we travel to and from work. And also, please watch over all of our sick, all of our newborns, all of our suffering, and those that are having a good life. Thank you very much. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you.
Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethelhead, present. Congresswoman Edwards, present. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. We do not have a journal this morning, so we will need to approve that tomorrow. Reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report, Congresswoman Edwards?
The Rules and Ethics Committee met on three bills and resolutions. Resolution number 1734 is an act to amend 150NC. Okay, this is a bill. Thank you. All right, bill number ONCA. 1734 is an act to amend 15ONC section 8-104 of the Open Records Act to make interest or ownership of trust for restricted property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The meeting is this morning, April 10, 2017. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes for Edwards, Bethelhead, and Mason. Also, ONCA. Bill number ONCA 1736, an act to amend sections 2, 3, and 4, 15ONC 1658 to remove the requirement of approval of a capital budget by resolution of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Ron Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Bethelhead, and Mason. So that is a resolution. ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agent Superintendent, Robin Phillips, and to request that she be removed from the position of superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and the Principal Chief, sponsor of Maria Whitehorn. Date of the meeting is April 10th, 2007. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Bethelhead, and Mason.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn. Appropriations Committee met last Friday, April 7th. And discussed ONCR 1720, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2017 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I'm the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Shaw, Tillman, Maker, Norris, Whitehorn, and Pratt.
Thank you, Congressman. Standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Congressman Supernaw.
Congress committee met April 7th, consider an appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. The appointee was Mark Sims, and the final committee action was determination that the candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no critical, ethical, or legal barriers to service, with yes votes from Supernaw, Whitehorn, Tillman, Maker, Pratt, and Shaw. The committee also met that day to consider appointee Kay Bills to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC. And the final committee action was that the candidate was qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. The six yes votes from Supernaw, Whitehorn, Tillman, Maker, Pratt, and Shaw.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to place the reported out appointees, Mark Sims and Kay Bills, on tomorrow's agenda for consideration of confirmation.
Second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Mark Sims and Kay Bills, tomorrow's agenda. Okay, there are no more standing committees and introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading, Congresswoman Edwards.
The next five bills are bills that are the supplemental appropriations requested by the executive branch this session. ONCA 1758 is an act to amend ONCA 1695 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Child, Family, and Senior Services Division in the amount of $64,014 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1759 is an act to amend ONCA 1691 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Executive Administration in the amount of $56,596 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1760 is an act to amend ONCA 1690 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land, Commerce, and Agricultural Division in the amount of $115,656. ONCA 1761 is an act to amend ONCA 1692 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division in the amount of $158,928 to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1762 is an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division in the amount of $313,876.
Congresswoman Edwards, can you, on ONCA 1759, the amount was 56,000 what?
796.
That is what you have, 56,796, because that isn't what you read.
Dyslexic then.
All right, thank you. ONCA 1758 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 1759 is assigned to Government Operations. ONCA 1760 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 1761 is assigned to Health and Social Services. ONCA 1762 is assigned to Culture. ONCA 1763 is assigned to Health and Social Services. And ONCA 1766, Congressman, that's the end of the assignments to 1762. My apologies, and Congressman Shaw, you're next.
My word.
Walker.
there was going to be a challenge to that appointment, would now be the time, or did you think you kind of got ahead of yourself?
I did. I will back up and I will reassign, I will give Dr. Shaw an opportunity to read his in. And then when I started discussing that amount, it threw me off. I apologize. So I will reassign at the end of the readings.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 1763, an act to authorize and appropriate $184,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for renovating, reconfiguring, and maintaining the Wasaji Health Clinic and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. I'm reading in ONCA 1764, an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law 15 ONC sections 2-301 and others to clarify requirement that Congress engage and approve the auditor of the nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Okay. I will back up and go over the assignments. ONCA 1758 to Health and Social Services. ONCA 1759 to Government Operations. ONCA 1760 to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 1761 to Health and Social Services. ONCA 1762 to Culture. ONCA 1763 to Health and Social Services, and ONCA 1764 to Appropriations. Congressman Walker.
I'm going to challenge the appointment to ONCA 1758, 1759, 1760, 1761, 1762, and move that they be pointed to the Appropriations Committee.
There is a motion. Is there a second? Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
These are bills that provide supplemental appropriations to the annual operating expenses that were heard in the committees of jurisdiction in the fall. They've actually always been heard in the committees of jurisdiction in the past. And so I don't know why these bills would go to one committee when the rules state that the jurisdiction of the committees extends to the budgets and the appropriations that are in those divisions. So under the rules, this is properly where these go. And you can see that there are supplemental amounts. It's a different issue from moving money around to satisfy a shortfall in one division. These are new monies.
Congressman Walker.
Well, if everyone would recall, we already had this vote on Friday. Congresswoman Edwards didn't get her way. She was on the wrong side of the vote, so she went and filed these bills. I think I would appreciate the Congress not tolerate that type of activity and tell Congresswoman Edwards that since you don't get her way, you don't go file a bill and do this. And it's, we voted on this on Friday.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Well, I object to this being a personal matter at the table. I don't
know personal.
I've heard a lot of personal comment in there. I am opposed to one omnibus bill for committees of jurisdiction supplemental appropriations. I was asked in the beginning if I would prefer to hear it as one bill in one committee, or if I thought it should be in separate bills. On the face, I thought it should be in separate bills. I still do. I don't view this as somebody not getting their way. I view this as the way we review appropriations in the committees of jurisdiction. So the committees will know what's going. So the full Congress has a better idea of what's being requested here. So I support the assignment. There's one bill in appropriations right now. This is going to allow the committees of jurisdiction to hear this also. So I don't see a problem with the assignments the speakers made. I'm in agreement with them and opposed to the motion.
Thank you, Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Well, I'm not really interested in dragging this debate out for another 45 minutes because I feel like we voted on this last week also and had debate. It is not, I disagree with the argument last week that it's not transparent with them going to appropriations plans on meeting, it plans on, it's going to be on the record, people can be there for questions. Each committee has a representative on appropriations. Each member is free to sit in the appropriations committee to hear these things out. I know how I'm going to vote on this, and that's my vote, and I would like to move forward.
Congressman Shaw.
Well, I let me just voice an objection to the term omnibus bill. One definition of omnibus bill is a piece of legislation that deals with a variety of diverse subjects. I would maintain that this is one single subject that has to do with appropriations or budget modifications for the operations budget of the executive branch. That's a single subject, not a variety of diverse subjects. So omnibus, I don't think, quite applies to this bill because it really deals with one subject.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I am sorry that that's the way Congressman Walker feels because it really wasn't about not getting my way. It's about following a long-standing tradition in this Congress, which is sending bills that have to do with certain subjects to the committees of jurisdiction to review them. Those are the people that have been involved with the budgets for 6 to 8 months now. And at the end of this session, it'll be new people. But to say that everyone that we send over to appropriations is as familiar with the subject matter of the bill as the committees of jurisdiction tells me then the committees of jurisdiction are wasting their time if they aren't more involved than others. But the other thing I will say is Congressman Shaw just made a comment that this was a budget modification. In fact, these aren't budget modifications, they're supplemental appropriations, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to see how this played out. These aren't just modifications, moving money, they're supplemental monies, and you would not be able to see that in that bill, could not see that in that bill, and it was only after I requested that we be able to see the supplemental appropriations and that they be put in the heading that we were able to tell that. So that's why I think they're important.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
And I wanted to comment to that too. We've all been following the problem with the budgeting since the Gaming Commission has come up and the issue of moving money out of the Gaming Commission into child family and welfare. We were aware we were going to come in for a correction, but this bill includes new spending in it. And to me, that's what makes it not be a single subject. It's not. It's presented as a correction bill, a corrective bill, to get money redistributed where it needs to be, but there is new spending that needs to be considered. And that's why I am for this being looked at in the committees of jurisdiction, and that's always been my stance on that. So I'll be voting no.
Congress,
call for the question.
Okay, there has been a call for the question. We will now be voting to cease discussion and move forward with the vote or not. So right now you are voting on whether or not to vote. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitmore?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt? Yes. Okay. That motion passes, and we will now be voting on the motion, which the clerk will repeat now.
Congressman Walker made a motion to appeal the placement of ONCA 1758, ONCA 1759, ONCA 1760, ONCA 1761, and ONCA 1762, and place all these bills on, in the Appropriations Committee.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Bufflehead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Motion fails. We're now on general order, day one, reading, Congressman.
Madam Speaker, reading in ONCA 1753, an act to authorize and appropriate $125,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset and improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We are now on general order, day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 16104. An act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the executive branch for the summer scholarship awards and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 16-104 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1724. An act to authorize and appropriate $516,124 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for purchase of medical equipment to be utilized at the Wajaji Health Clinic and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1726, an act to establish an intergovernmental education fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Shaw.
I have one amendment. It's page one, lines 39 through 44. The amendment is to strike those lines and insert the following in its place. The assets of the intergovernmental education fund shall consist of monies appropriated to it by act of Congress and monetary donations from any person, group, corporation, government, or association.
Second. ONCA 1728, an act to require that resolutions of the Osage Nation Congress signed by the principal chief or enacted by legislative override be binding on the Osage Nation when so designated and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1751, an act to authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Barnstall to purchase 5 fire hydrants and to appropriate $10,500 for that purpose. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1752, an act to amend ONCA 1679 to establish eligibility, deadlines, and mandate and application process to access academic camp funding through a summertime achievement reward STAR scholarship for Osage student high academic achievers. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now on third reading. ONCA 1734, an act to amend 15 ONC section 8-104 of the Open Records Act to make interest or ownership of restricted or trust property a protected record and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Whitehorn is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Okay, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, I've put this bill in for your consideration because it's come to my attention that we have now a new land office, which is handling restricted property interest shares for our Osage citizens who happen to own restricted lands. I believe this would also, although we don't mess with the headright shares, that's restricted trust property also, which we aren't handling right now as a nation. But I felt as a nation that we should cover these records. We should look at how we keep these records through our Open Records Act. Currently, or previous to our taking the responsibility and the administration on of restricted property, it was all handled through the BIA. I know that they handled those records as protected private records, meaning I couldn't walk in and ask to have some other landowner's restricted property information gathered up and distributed to myself when it was handled by the BIA. I think we should offer the same protection to restricted landowners through Osage Nation law, and that's what this does. It has been pointed out in committee and right before this meeting start by another colleague that these records are public record at the county courthouse. Yes, they are. But they have always been handled here on this hill as protected and private records, and I would like to continue with that practice. I don't think that as we administrate those for our people, I don't think that we should betray any trusts or confidences, and we should keep people's personal information to themselves, no matter what the outside world does with people's personal and restricted informations. So I would urge your support on this. It's a very easy amendment into our Open Records Act. So thank you for your time, and please vote yes.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to this, for or against this bill? Seeing none, you have some time left, Congresswoman.
Aye. Let's vote.
All right. The question is, shall ONCA 1734 pass?
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes. Yeah.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Beckwith?
Yes.
Congressman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1734 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 1736, an act to amend sections 2, 3, and 4 of ONCA 1658 to remove the requirement of approval of a capital budget by resolution of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw as a sponsor, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Okay, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. As you may recall, last year, the Capital Asset Improvement Fund was repealed and replaced with entirely new language. Part of that language is the following: expenditures out of the Capital Asset Improvement Fund shall be made by authorization of the Congress upon presentation and approval of the capital budget consistent with the stated purpose of this act. That was Section 3C. Section 4 said, no funds for any capital construction project may be expended out of the Capital Asset Improvement Fund until a capital budget is prepared and approved by congressional resolution. Twice in the last special session, we passed resolutions to spend money or expend money out of that fund for appropriations that had already been made based on a cost estimate. Some of us felt like that was an unnecessary step. I know some would say that that money has already been appropriated and requiring additional steps or requirements was onerous and not good practice. Many people wanted to see the language amended. So when I first drafted this, it removed those two sections that talked about expenditures required a resolution of the Congress upon approval of the capital budget. So that was stricken. In the committee process, there were three other items that were put in to try to make the bill even stronger. One was Section 2E was added. It added a definition of pre-construction activities, means site selection, site development, site evaluation, conceptual design, programming, planning, cost analysis, design survey, soil test, cost estimate, and feasibility studies. Section 3 placed two sections. Appropriation requests for capital asset or capital construction projects shall be accompanied by a detailed cost estimate to include a conceptual design if the project cost is over $1 million and architectural and engineering renderings if the project cost is over $100. Another section that was added is all capital asset improvement projects receiving capital funding shall be conducted under all applicable provisions of the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act 15 ONC at Sec 1A to 102 at all. So two pieces were amended out that required an additional step of Congress, including the approval of and a resolution of the Congress. And then this additional language defining pre-construction activities, putting specifications depending on the cost of the appropriation request, and a statement that all these projects shall be conducted under all applicable provisions of the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act. I think the sum total of these steps is it makes the law stronger and more descriptive. It creates other requirements instead of that of a second step by the Congress, including a resolution, and simply states that projects over 100,000 need architectural and engineering estimates or renderings, and over a million needs to start with a conceptual design. So I think there's a good changes to this bill, and I would recommend that you vote yes.
Thank you, Congressman. Would anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Shaw. Are you finished?
I'll wait my time.
Okay. All right. The question is, shall ONCA 1736 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The bill passes and there is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1736 is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1712, a resolution to express the Osage Nation has no confidence in the Osage Agency Superintendent Robin Sullivan to request that she be removed from the position superintendent and replaced with a capable candidate selected after consultation with the Osage Minerals Council and the principal chief, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
That's what the time.
Okay, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, before you for consideration is a resolution that would be expressing the, we would be expressing as a nation the combined voice of our branches of government and the Osage Minerals Council included to ask the Department of Interior to review who had they our trustee, the superintendent that they have sitting here in this office that helps us with the things that we need to do, that helps administrate our minerals estate, helps administrate our membership, helps administrate our land leases, helps administrate our self-governance commitments. They are our helpers. They are our trustee. And since 14 or even before, we have heard from our Minerals Council, for example, that they have not had the type of service out of that department through our superintendent that we should expect as a tribe. It's our expectation of how we want to be treated that they should try to rise up to. And so far, thus far, I haven't seen that hasn't happened. I couldn't tell you how long Robin Phillips has been here. I know she's been here since 14. I don't know if she was installed in 13 or 14, but she's been here a while. And the reason I decided to go ahead and put this resolution before Congress is not because we deal with Robin Phillips, that Robin Phillips does anything for us as a body. But this body has the ability to put out resolutions that are formal statements of the nation that our chief signs. I'm putting this resolution before you on behalf of the executive offices. I've talked with them. I've been in contact with three different departments that have to tap into this agency over here. One is our membership department, the other one is our land department, and the other one is our self-governance department. And all three directors and leads at those departments have told me they have very difficult times relating and getting things accomplished through this superintendent that's here right now. For me, this is nothing that's personal against Robin Phillips. I worked with her before. I have conversations with her and I talk to her. This is not a personal judgment of Ms. Phillips. This is a business judgment as a sovereign nation. We should expect this agency over here to see to our needs, to help us, to be in step with us, not to fight us, not for us to have to extract information out of them. We should expect better service. And if we don't expect that, then where has sovereignty gone? Where is our sovereignty? If we don't expect any better treatment than what our nation is currently seeing that we're getting. The other reason I put this resolution in is because I've been to several public minerals functions lately, this year, since the beginning of this year. And one of the main topics of those meetings is how the superintendent has not met the needs of our minerals estate and our minerals council. So much so that they, on April 17th day of June 2015, they wrote the same resolution and passed it expressing no confidence in Robin Phillips, the superintendent that we currently have. This body came together and we supported the people of Standing Rock. We supported the people of Standing Rock.
We didn't have a fight. We didn't have a
fight there. That was their fight. But we came behind them and supported them. This is our fight, guys. And if we don't step out and speak as one nation, Minerals Council, Congress, and Executive Branch, and speak as one, well then, I don't think we have anything to complain about if we aren't going to do what we're supposed to do as a sovereign government, as the representatives of the people. So, I would urge your support on that. I will sit down now and take any comments that I need to, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Well, I wish that this would have stayed in committee a little bit longer. I know that not all Congress members have had the opportunity to attend some of the public meetings that have transpired over the last several months where these issues have come up. And I would have liked to have had more opportunity in committee for Congress members to hear that dialogue. I'm going to be voting yes for this, but my biggest concern is what our government's going to do to address the bigger issue, in my opinion, which is Robin Phillips has a boss. And to me, this issue is much larger than just our treatment from the superintendent with this nation. It goes higher up. And so that has to be addressed. Otherwise, what are we going to do? Write a resolution every time the superintendent doesn't treat us the way we feel like we need to be treated? And if that's the case, that's the case. But again, I have often wondered what her marching orders are. And she is getting them from somewhere. And I think that that needs to be addressed at some point. But I will be voting yes for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. You know, this is an interesting and important topic, the resolution. I'll preface all of this by saying I'm going to vote yes on it. And the reason why is that I support our Minerals Council. I'm a shareholder and own some land like many other Osages. We vote on the members of the Minerals Council to take care of our business. We put our confidence in that group, that entity. Last election, I voted for some of them. And I gave them the right, you might say, to take care of my business. And it flows back through the Department of Interior, BIA. I concur with Congresswoman Buffalohead that, you know, as we address a person with title over here, the superintendent. The superintendent, and I don't know when that changed from Indian agent to superintendent, but somewhere in there it changed. And we have a superintendent. That word itself means that they take care of our business. They're supposed to the United States government. And it flows through that. Once we cross these doors, which are locked, we can't get in over there. That's the United States government. And she's a representative of the United States government, U.S. Department of Interior, Eastern Area Office, BIA, Muskogee. Flows upward. Champagne bubbles to the top, so it's flowing upward from there to the Department of Interior in D.C. And our Minerals Council goes there occasionally to talk with those levels, different levels of bureaucracy. And it flows on up to the Secretary of the Interior. That person's under the wing of President Trump. Goes that way. We know that. And as it flows back down to us and how we are now making a decision again to support, I think we're supporting the movement of the Minerals Council and the Executive Department in their dissatisfaction, if you will, of the business at hand to our tribe, to our nation. We sit over here in Congress separated by a glass door and a wall from the United States government, BIA. And we're elected here by a whole lot of people who have no business over here. They don't have land, and they don't have head rights, they don't have shares, and they don't vote on the Minerals Council, but they vote on us to be here. And as Congressman Supernaw said in the very beginnings, and there's four of us in here, we're here in the beginnings, he once said at the end of about every decision or anticipation of a decision, he said, you need to think about, is this good for the nation? How is this good for the nation? I quote him on that. Give him credit, because it always stuck in my mind. So I just wanted to voice that while I have a podium here that I will support. I'll vote yes on this. Again, in support of the Minerals Council, and you might say and the Executive Council, the Executive Department. I support them both, as I think it's good for the people involved, those Osage people that are directly involved. And I'm one of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Yeah, this is a very big decision for us, in my opinion, because of the history of our Osage Nation with, as Congressman Mason said, through the history we had the Indian agent, now through the years it turned to the superintendent, and that superintendent of the Osage Nation had a lot of power back in the day. I mean, that superintendent just about had a direct hotline to the Secretary of the Interior back in those olden days, which is a very powerful position. And through the years, I don't exactly know the criteria of when it was time for a new superintendent to come on board, but I have to, on this decision, support the will of the Minerals Council, because they are the ones who came to us with this issue. And I just think that this is no reflection against Mrs. Phillips. In fact, she's a person who helped me on some issues. So it's, maybe it's just time for a change. I have to go with the Minerals Council on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. There's no one else who would like to speak, then Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have time remaining.
Thank you. I'd like to be very brief here, and just in response to some of the things that I heard, and to Congresswoman Bethlehem, yes, I am, and I think everybody is aware here that Robin Phillips has a boss, and this goes higher. And my point to that is if we don't start somewhere as a nation asserting our sovereignty and saying, hey, we're looking at you and you're not serving us, and start making our way up the chain with public statements, with united statements, then I think that we're not going to get to where we need to be. So I appreciate that you're going to support this. And I'm dedicated to keep looking at it to get the type of cooperation we need out of the Department of the Interior and the BIA. So this just isn't a one-time thing for me. This is, let's make a stand here and move forward. And Congressman Mason, you say, how is this good for the nation? And I'm going to say, I think it's good for the nation to do just what I've talked with Congresswoman Bethlehem about, is to make our stand and say, we're moving forward for the benefit of our people. We're watching you, and you aren't taking care of the things you need to be taken care of. And we see that, and we're going to hold you accountable. So I think that us holding the federal government to account is a big step that this nation needs to take, a united step we need to take. So I'm hoping that we move forward in that way. And Congressman
Maker, the Minerals Council. I support them, and I support them because they passed out that resolution back that I told you about, but I want to be real clear. They didn't come and ask me to write this.
One minute.
This resolution. I talked to the chief about it one day at one of the minerals meetings when I said we need to, everybody's calling for her removal. We need to see if we can do that on a united front. And I was not approached by the Minerals Council, but I have talked to many of the Minerals Council members, and they are in support of this resolution. So I wanted to be real clear on the record about that. So it is in support of what they have passed. They had the ability to pass that on themselves. We didn't really need to do that for them, and they did. I just wanted to make that clear. Okay, thank you very much.
I have a point of order.
Okay.
If you believe that you might have a conflict, do you not participate at all and not vote, or do you abstain?
Mr. Gill, can you answer that question, please? I have an opinion, but I would like to hear yours.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. If you have a conflict in your opinion under the ethics provisions of the Constitution or the ethics law, then you are to not participate in the vote, not participate in debate, and not participate in the vote. And abstention is not participating.
Abstention is not participating?
Is not participating. I abstain from the motion.
Okay. So if you think you might have a conflict, then you abstain from the vote, and that's not participating?
Correct.
You need to, do you need to announce why you believe you might have a conflict?
Yes.
Under the law, you're supposed to send it in writing to the members of Congress prior to.
Yeah.
If you just realized it,
yeah,
you were unable to do so, then circumstances would prevent you. But abstain from the vote if you feel like you have a conflict. I would submit that to the speaker if you have it readily available to at least do your best to comply with the law.
All right. The question is, shall ONCR 1712 pass?
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay, so ONCR 1712 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Government ops meet today from 1 to 3, and just to let our committee know, we have really packed agendas. We have a lot of legislation, more than any other committee, and I have scheduled what I feel are pretty lengthy meetings, and I did give up some of our meeting times early on so that appropriations could meet at a decent time. But if there are any committees that are not utilizing their meetings that they've already posted, will you please let me know? Because Congresswoman Edwards, ONCA 1759, is going on the 424 agenda, which I realize is late, but I'm looking at our agenda and I have no space to add another piece of legislation. So it's going at the last week of session. So if there's anyone that's going to cancel a meeting, please let me know so that I can pick it up and our committee can meet.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Oh, wait. And if everyone on the committee could please be at the meeting on time, that would be great so that we can get started and get to work.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Rules and ethics for engrossment immediately following session.
Have you? Okay. Well, the legal counsel and the clerk will need time to prepare for that. Anyone else have their motions or notices? Congressman, excuse me, Congressman Supernaw.
Congress meets from 3 to 5 today.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, Congressman Mason had his hand up prior to the motion and the second.
It's not generic to the motion, so. I withdraw.
Okay.
Jermaine, not generic.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned till tomorrow at 10 a.m.